In the age of AI, the future of programming is not more programming. Artificial intelligence will not replace coders. It will help users learn powerful programming. Coders will be replaced by the visual programming languages that we can now afford to build with the aid of artificial intelligence. In fact, the correct way to write a computer program will be discovered by power users, not programmers. Moreover, the old debate between coder and programmer is now based on the wrong premise. In this bright new age, coders and programmers become system architects, inventors, and digital revolutionaries. Their job is to discover, invent, or architect better system components, finer system architectures. But their job ends here. They are not to use their inventions. They are to keep going, upgrading the landscape ahead. The inventions are for the new generation of users who are now equipped with artificial intelligence that will guide them. Yes, eventually, the cycle of programmers' life takes over and power users become programmers and senior programmers retire to become users. A system component, such as the notion of an agent or supervisor, or even something as tiny as a signal or a combined latest signal operator, is to be placed in the hands of the bright new minds under a visual programming system that smartly passes data between agents. With AI-based expert systems, or just AI providing helpful guidance, certainly with AI-generated tutorials, recipes, and how-tos in the side pane, the user does not need help or guidance or education. The AI will help them understand everything. The smallest possible implementation of such a visual programming language is the Apple Automator, which is little more than command line on its side. But it is a single chain. Output port of A has one and only one connection to the input port of B. This allows for a wonderfully simple UI. Actions or commands simply stacked one on top of the other. But out in the real world of programming, the output of an action will frequently enough need to be sent to multiple other actions or operators. That is why Linux users need shell scripting. The single chain command line is simply not enough. The only user interface that can exist in this space, which also includes small mobile screens, is a map. Overview shows zones, close-up shows programs, and clicking on a location will just show a subway map of all the actions connected together. The programming ergonomics are just fine. You are just adding locations to a map and setting what actions they stand for. A lot of people feel that visual programming is not enough, but they are making a mistake. They want to write programs with loops and lists, ifs and buts, but the lines on a map represent packets of information, frames of a video, server requests for files, or user actions launched from a button press event in a user interface. The user interface is a tree, and it works best as a tree, but to make it dynamic and have it respond to user actions, the application must send out well-defined actions that get intercepted, transformed, or mapped, or just trigger other actions if they are not filtered out by some logic first. That is what the map is for, and it cannot be made more complex than packets over a wire, because it is meant to help the users understand everything. The visual programming language, the map, the simplicity of routing packets, is meant to help the users program and stay in control. For those of you who are confused how networks of packets can have logic, it is very simple and easy to get used to. The packet that comes from a user who is not logged in or not authorized is stopped by a filter action, a dot on the subway map. The filter stands in the middle of a line that at the next location triggers actions that require logged in users with correct permissions. For a user action or request not to be dropped, it must pass the test or tests contained in the filters. In your mind, you simply imagine unauthorized user actions will not get through here. And you can implement action triggers that do sensitive things at the next location. You could have a switch that routes packets out to different lines based on the packet type or name. And there, you could think to yourself, oh, only packets that deal with profile updates arrive at this location, and then check what the packet is for and trigger the action. This passes the bus stop test, in that you can use your phone to write software at the bus stop with just your imagination and fingers. We have to learn not to be too quick to dismiss ideas like this one. Artificial intelligence makes all the users power users now. AI can explain software better than the programmers who created its functions. Allow me to give you an example. The user can tell artificial intelligence what functional reactive framework functions to use, Lambda or Bacon, and explain what they are trying to do. The AI is sure to write a solution and explain it at every step of the way. You know it. Times have changed. It happens sometimes. We live in a new age now, the era of artificial intelligence. There's nothing here to dismiss. In fact, take some time to marvel at the system interoperability. A location can be within the user application, yes, but also on the local server and on a distant third-party server that provides paid components. Database storage and queries, AI customization, pre-written prompts, specialized agents, or creation. The interop takes the user across the entire world of complexity and services in a consistent and rather simple user interface. Yeah, compare that to your systems of today before you complain to me about forward thinking. Better yet, start building. Simply put, there are connecting lines and nodes that have ports that the connecting lines can bridge. At the heart of the node is the action payload. That's all it is. Could not be simpler. This is not just about agents. Do not forget the supervisor pattern. A power agent who will hold a job in its queue until it's marked completed by one of the workers it recruits, again, from the local system, local server, or a remote third-party service. The future is now. Don't complain. Giddy up.